Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
You are late, girlfriend. No, I'm only kidding.
I am here.
You're late. Yeah. Hey, I'm so happy. We have such a fabulous show. Let me introduce you first. But hey, everyone, you're listening to Bonnie Albers on Air with the best of the best here today, and I'm bringing them especially to all of you. So today we have Annabelle Miller. Hi.
Hi.
And we have her. Hey, Susan, I haven't introduced you yet. Do you think you could just hold on, sister? And then we have Brenda Brand. Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
And then my co-host and my soul sis is waiting to say hello to everyone. Hi, Susan.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Annabelle. Hi,
Susan.
I just put in chat that you got knocked in the head this week, so expect spirit to be doubly powerful. You know how spirit loves to crack us on the head and go, I got a message for you. So we're expecting, like, way out there messages today.
Well, listen, I am so excited you guys are here, and I'm so happy that it's Thursday and you can be with us, and I know that I've got people on the phone that are excited to talk to you, but, you know, I need to know what you do and how you do it and where you're doing it from, guys, because these people should know that you
all
do business, you rock spirit, you rock messages, and, oh, my goodness, the mother-daughter team is so fabulous. I can't wait to talk to them every Thursday. So Annabelle, tell everybody what you do, what you offer, and how to get a hold of you.
I'm a psychic medium. And
no, you're
I
not.
Do tarot. I'm a Reiki master. Pardon me? What did you say?
I said, no, you're not. I am. No, I'm kidding. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
I'm getting ready to tell you. She called you an old school psychic in chat. Go beat her up, Annabelle.
She's a young, old school psychic, which is a which, let me tell you, Annabelle, is such a, it's, I thought it was the best compliment ever, that you do things old school because that's the way to do them, but you're really young. Now, I mean, is that a compliment or what?
Well, that's a compliment.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I also do hypnotherapy. I'm in Canton, Ohio. You can reach me at 330-484-4807. I do telephone readings. I guess that's it. That's me.
Well, I got to you know what? That's just nodded. Because, Annabelle, I want to tell everybody, I have a friend that called you, and I know you know who it is, and he's a CEO of a very big company that you know, everybody knows, and he said that Annabelle was the best reader he ever had for 20 years. Now, I don't know what happened before the 20 years. Maybe one of his other people forget when. But you know what? He's had a lot of readers, Annabelle, and he was super impressed with you. He told everybody about your gifts, and I am so honored and blessed that you are on the show. So I'm curtsying.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Brenda. Let's hear about, you have such a rare gift, girlfriend, that if you don't tell everybody, you know that either I'm going to or your sis is going to.
Go ahead, you can tell.
Brenda, come on, toot your horn there.
I have a gift for both of you, so I'm waiting for you to get done, and then I'm going to sing. I have a surprise for you. Go ahead.
Oh, you're going to sing?
I'm empathic. I'm a medium and
and she's short.
Yeah, I am, yes, and I got knocked in the head, so I can't think straight. So clairvoyant, clairaudient, and a medical intuitive. So.
Oh, Brenda, I'm so glad you added that in, because, see, that's what I had on my chat room. So I'm glad that we all did that, because you're the best. I mean, again, you come in medically through. I love you, and you read so fabulous. I mean, you come in. I remember, because my daughter was in the room, and, you know, I always bring everything back to me. But my daughter was in the room, and you kept going, something's in my throat. And she had just had bronchitis. So I am so impressed and so, like, in awe of your gifts, too. So I really believe that when you're in bed at night, you need to ask your angels, guides, and masters to say, you know, Bonnie loves my gifts so much that I think she needs them.
I knew it was coming.
And I will just be okay if you give them to her. And I would love that, Brenda.
Okay. Okay.
Why, thank you. I do have to tell you all that today.
If she gets everything that she asked for, she's going to explode. I keep on telling her they're going to explode, or I'm going to be visiting her in the psych ward. So we'll see how this turns out.
Listen, after this week, Susan, darling, after this week, you might be visiting me in the psych ward. And then I can do the show from there.
Trying to find an apartment for Lauren in New York City, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I do want to tell you, and it's just nothing on the subject here, but Leslie Journey, one of our co-hosts, it is her birthday today. So I did say that everybody would sing.
Yeah, we gave her the day off.
Yes, we did, but guess what? We're singing to her anyway. So so everybody after me, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Birthday, dear Leslie.
Happy birthday to you.
Leslie, happy birthday, girl, and I hope you're having a great day. So there we go. I just had to get that in, and if she's listening, and I know she will be, I do want you to know we all love you. We're a big family here, and we all send you a lot of light and love for your birthday. And you know, you know what? To this week, guys, we talked about that when you know your past lives, that if you can figure out what lesson you needed to learn in this one, that you can actually work on it so that you don't have to come back and repeat it again. What do you think about that, Annabelle?
Definitely.
Yeah, and don't you,
if you can, that's where a lot of, and Susan knows this, a lot of hypnotherapy comes in, because if you can go back to that life and know what caused the problem in this one, you heal it in this one, and it's also healed in that one, that you don't have to go through it ever again. Right.
Backwards and forwards, because you not only clear your past karma and your present for yourself, but you clear that karma out of the genetic coding of your children and children's children.
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, Annabelle, then, why am I repeating this? You need to figure out. I need to either get in your sofa or you need to do this online. But why? I am not coming back to repeat this. I don't know what I'm repeating, but I'm not coming back to do it.
Tough luck. You're coming back.
If you don't get it right this time,
you're
going to come back.
You keep repeating over and over and over again until you learn the lesson, until you find out, okay, this is why I'm doing this. And you can even ask
scenarios.
You could ask before you go to sleep at night, either bring it in a dream or let me wake up in the morning with the answer. Then I can clear it. I can heal it.
Oh, I love that. You see, that's why we talk about things, because I think people in, chat and everybody listening, sometimes they don't understand, why we do hypnotherapy, why we do past lives, why we talk about karmic imprints and all that. And that's why I like to teach a little before we actually take calls. But do you know why you're here this time, Annabelle?
Just to help others. That's all I know with this lifetime. And I've done that all my life.
Good enough.
Yeah, good enough. Hey,
we have a question for you, Annabelle. Honest to God, we have a question, because we were just talking about dream visions of past lives, and as we were speaking of it, I forgot that woman's name I do the radio with. What is her name?
Bonnie. I am not liking this, Susan. Bonnie.
I'm going to have to eat more fish. Bonnie said, she said she had a spirit come to her that was an elderly woman that kept on pointing to her finger and said that, yes, talking about me, that's where I got the gift, and she kept on, pointing to a pearl ring, or
I forgot to tell you.
Yeah. Maybe you would know, because you know our family history, I don't, but she was adamant, she kept on pointing to a pearl ring on her hand, or what was the other she saw?
It was a ring that looked like it had tentacles holding this. It didn't need to be a pearl. It could have been like a moonstone, but it was a clear kind of white oval like a pearl, and it was old. It was and it had like prongs holding it up, and the woman kept pointing to it, and she was adamant about it, and she said, "This is where you get your gifts," and it wasn't mine. It was Susan's. So. She came while Susan was on the phone, and she said, "You don't know me, but she's a family member. So do you know?" And she said that you would know everybody. And she also said there's a picture that one of you have of her. I can't even remember it all, because once they talk to you, you can't tell. But do you know anybody like that, Annabelle, from your family?
It was either our grandmother or my mother. But the ring was an opal ring, because that's when Susan was born, in October. So that's where you would get the connection, okay?
Wow.
And saying that you and Susan together will make spiritual waves, okay?
Cool.
Wow.
I kept on hearing Sarah Walker. Who's Sarah Walker?
That is your grandma. That's my mother.
No.
Sarah Jane Walker Swope.
I kept on hearing, I just
always knew her, Grandma Jane. And I kept on hearing Sarah Walker, Sarah Walker.
Yeah,
okay,
she was Lindsay.
Okay, well, that's her, Sarah Jane Walker Swope.
Wow.
See, I knew her as Grandma Jane.
Yeah, well, that's her.
Well,
wow.
That was your... Well, you know what? Then you were the first caller, Susan, because this was all about you, not me. You know what? That is so cool, Annabelle. I'm glad you could bring that through for her, because I was sitting there. She's gone, no, no. You know how people do that. No, no. But
no,
Annabelle will know. But Annabelle will know. So
I said that you knew our whole family history. You know, you did the whole family tree thing. I said, if anybody knows who this is, but that's the name I kept on hearing was Sarah Walker. And I went, I think that's like a great-great-grandmother or somebody in our past. I said, but that's what's coming up is Sarah Walker, you know.
Well, and that probably also is her way of giving you a message and saying she's sorry at some of the things that she said before she passed.
Mm. Well, you know, there's a Sarah Susan, too, but that's not Walker. So that would be...
Yeah, I was named after her, right, Sarah Susan?
Sarah Susan, you were named after her. Her name was Sarah Susan Shirley McFeely. That's your great-grandmother.
That's the name, yeah.
Well,
but
it's a good thing you weren't... Yeah, it's a good thing you weren't named McFeely, Rich, because then we could all say Feely for your name.
Well, Brenda was born 100 years and 2 days after Sarah Susan, the great-grandmother. She was born 100 years. Brenda was born March 15th, and great-grandma was born March 17th.
Wow, you were born on the 8th of March. You were born Wow, do you know what? My dog was born 2 days after you. She was March 7th. But it's not that I... And she's psychic,
too. Does that mean
too.
You're going to the dogs, Brenda?
Yeah, I've been there and back.
I'm so sorry. I know you're not feeling well, but we're going to cheer you up today. Well, Brenda, because, you know, I know that I'm so glad, Susan, that you brought that up, because I completely forgot. You know, when spirit shows to themselves, I don't remember it the minute I walk out of the room, or even probably the minute after I say it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You remember the ring.
Remember what we were talking? So-and-so said yesterday, and we go, no.
But Brenda, what do you think? Because I know that and Annabelle, but that is so cool that you do hypnotherapy. Can you, if you're doing hypnotherapy on someone, can you take them back and then find out like what their, you know, what their issues are, and tell them when you snap them out of it what they need to work on in this lifetime? Is that how you work your hypnotherapy?
You can do that, but most of my hypnotherapy is just going back to, you know, to other lifetimes.
I love that. Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I got to tell you something, Annabelle. You could take me back to being Cleopatra, because I know I was Cleopatra. And the thing
oh,
is,
sure.
And I already know who was in my kingdom. So, see, I've been looking for my servants ever since, and they just don't appear to me. I don't know. I thought I was a good queen. But anyway.
there might be some question about that, and I mean, stop and think about it. You ended your life getting bit by an asp.
Oh, it's ASP. Make sure you say that asp. Okay. And you know what? He might have been an ass, too, because I think he died before me. So, okay, well, I am going to take the first caller if everybody is ready. Is everybody ready?
Okay.
Now, I didn't ask you, Brenda, and I know you're not. I know that you got hit on the head, and I know you are one of our, you know, they say that you're a diamond when you get hit on the head. Did you want to add anything to what I know that your mom, and I adore her, Annabelle, said so eloquently about why we look at past lives and issues, because you can actually heal them in this one. Did you want to, because I didn't ask you, but if you wanted to add something to that for our listeners, you can.
No, I mean, I had a dream a long time ago, and I know it was a past life on how I died in one of my past lives. So, so I can relate to all what Mom said. It definitely, you know, brought to mind why I was experiencing some of the things I was experiencing in this life and everything. So, yeah,
I love that.
Definitely.
Well, thank you for that. Now we're going to get 313. You've been waiting, and you are on with the best. This is Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
How are you ladies?
Doing fine. Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Can we have your name? Can we have your name?
Oh, sure. You're more than welcome to. My name is Cheryl. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm handing you right over to Annabelle and Brenda.
Miss Annabelle and Brenda. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on with it.
You go for it.
What can
okay.
we do to help you?
Oh, what does my grandmother experience, anything, any messages that you have, job, the guy I'm dealing with, anything, what do you have to give to me? I want you to do the talking, not me.
What's the first name?
Of what?
Of the guy you want to know about.
The Michael and Sam. Both.
Do you want to answer that, Brenda?
The Michael and Sam.
Michael and Sam? There's two?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Are you lucky?
I know where the question's leading. Go ahead.
Yeah. But I'm more into the Michael. We've been together 6 years, and I want marriage and everything to be involved with me and him. Now, on the other hand, with Sam, I don't know how he felt about me. But I'm going to let you do the talking. I want to give too much information. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Brenda.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you what I was getting when you first started talking. And I was getting a feeling in my throat, like on down into my stomach, like, you know, from your throat to your esophagus, like a burning or a feeling. And when mm-hmm. Is that you? Is that your grandmother possibly? Or
I don't know who that might be. Oh, you're talking about
Do you have stomach trouble or?
Mm-mm. Well,
I think it's Michael.
Is it Michael?
Stomach trouble?
When you first started talking, that's what I was getting, the feeling in my stomach. So
I don't know what that means. I don't have stomach trouble.
It probably is that he has acid reflux. That's probably
really?
What it means. I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to say he does that.
But I would say
it's like that. Say if he eats too much or he eats something that's really spicy, because you were thinking of Michael when you asked the question.
Because it's almost like I feel like a sour stomach. That's what I'm getting. So am I with the Michael then? Is that who I'm with?
I don't know. I'm not sure because I don't think he has that. I only know that he is lactose tolerant, but I eat. On my hand, I do eat a lot of stuff.
If he's lactose intolerant, absolutely she's on the right track. I mean, a lactose intolerant would have a sour stomach, yes.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a nurse, so I know that.
Well, go ahead, Miss Nurse Lady.
No, go ahead, Brenda. You're right. I mean, you know, because lactose, she said he's lactose intolerant, if you eat anything that has lactose in it, you get a sour stomach. So it's interesting.
Okay. All right. And now, Mom, do you want to go ahead? Because then I was just going to have her ask a question, but she doesn't want to ask. So do you want to go ahead with Michael? Because what I'm feeling with Michael is more like lighthearted comfort. You know, it's just like you're kind of going along. you know, day-to-day-to-day things. Mm-hmm. I think you need more life and more, you need to add more life and spunk to your relationship. That's what I'm feeling. So.
Oh, okay. Now, what do you think about Sam then?
What I'm feeling about Michael is he's like an old shoe. He's comfortable.
He is.
Sam is a little more sexier than Michael.
Sam, he
changes, okay? It's almost like I want to ask you, is he bipolar? Because it's like one day I feel very comfortable with him, the next day I don't know where he's coming from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you feel about Sam, Brenda?
I'm kind of getting that too. I don't know why 50 Shades of Grey keeps coming to my mind, but I think the physical attraction there is pretty intense.
Yeah. That's what it is. Because I don't feel the other way other than the.
You what?
I said that is true because I don't feel the other way about him other than the physical attraction.
Okay.
Oh, God. That's what it is. Oh, really? Mm.
Could I ask what you do for a living?
Yes. I'm currently in school at the moment. I'm taking social worker and I'm switching into nursing. I'm 20 years old.
Right.
I'm basically giving you an autobiography. Yeah, I know. And I'm working at Tubby's. It's like a sub shop, but I'm planning on getting a new job soon.
Well, that's what I was feeling. That's what I was feeling. Another job coming up.
That's why I wanted to know what you were doing.
It's not exactly like you're doing now, okay? It's a little bit different, but it's similar to what you're doing now.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You got to be ready to go to school. So, I mean, you can't be a nurse until you're a nurse.
Yeah.
Well, and that's
what
I was getting more of a stepping stone. It's like, yeah, you're going to be changing jobs, but it's a stepping stone to where you're going to be eventually. If you're in nursing school, you're not going to be able to take on, like, a full-time,
oh, I know.
You know, 60-hour-a-week job. So I think where you're going next. Is going to be a little more money and you're going to be a little happier than you are right now, but it's going to fit in line with your schooling and what you're doing.
Okay, yeah, because I've been applying for jobs as senior care, assistant living, child care, because I need to be around people. My purpose of being on this earth is helping people.
Well, I'm feeling older people. It's like older people and lots of work, lots of paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's because there's more paperwork than what you have now. But you still are combining a little bit of what you're doing now with that job, too. So
That sucks. But
you got lots of paperwork coming up that you're not going to like.
Paperwork. Now, do you know that you have a time frame of that? Like, is it like the next 2 weeks, 1 week, 1 month, 1 day, 1 second, 1 year?
I'm getting, like, toward 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh.
Because I was thinking 3, so.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I hope we helped you.
Yes, I did, ladies.
I have a great day, and let us know. Let us know when you change jobs. Call us and let us know.
Okay, I sure will. May God bless and God keep you. I keep that lovely spirit. Y'all have a great day.
We love
your spirit.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Anybody that's going to be a nurse, girls, my heart goes out to, because it isn't an easy job. And believe me, the paperwork anymore, you know, they say they're paperless in the hospital, but that's more work than the actual papers were. So that's, you know, especially if it's a nursing home or some type of elderly facility, until she actually gets through, oh, my goodness, she's going to do tons of paperwork. So
that's what I could feel. She's really upset with that.
Yeah, no nurse I know that likes to give care likes that paperwork. So I am in awe of anybody that goes into nursing, because it isn't an easy field, especially today. So 786, you are on with my girls, Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. Who are we speaking to? Hi. Hello. Okay, 786. I'm going to have to mute you if you don't come back on. Hi. Okay, well, unless they don't hear me and I don't know that, I'm going to keep them on the board in case. But I am going to go to 770. 770, you are on with Brenda and Annabelle. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Good.
How are you?
We are doing fabulous, girlfriend. Go for it. You've got Annabelle and Brenda here at your disposal. Ask them something.
I want to know about, do you see anybody new coming in my life?
What's your first name?
Daphne.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling somebody that you have seen before might come in for a brief period, but there's somebody new coming in within the next month. What are you getting, Brenda?
Yeah, I think I have to wholeheartedly agree, because I'm seeing one person, then I'm seeing a skipping like two of the next person. So that next person that's coming in after the one that you know is going to be lasting longer, you know, than the person, the first person coming in.
Okay, you know where I'm going to meet them at, or I don't know them.
I almost just feel you running into him. You know, it's just like
say,
if you. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mom.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
I heard market. So what I'm seeing is more of a, like, you know, like you go to, like, maybe an outdoor, like a, what's it called? What is it called?
Farmer's market?
Yeah, something like that, where you're, you know, there's, like, vendors and people around, and it's like a little a street fair or something like that. Like, you're just going to kind of meet each other there. You're going to strike up a conversation.
So are you telling her she's going to meet a farmer?
No. He's there. I mean.
That's so funny.
Oh, no.
What about food trucks? Maybe he's a foodie. You know how, like, food trucks now all come and they gather in a street and you have kind of like a fair and everybody's walking around. Do you think we want to glamorize this?
I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. It was that knock in the head. I think I am. We're family. I think I'm in happiness.
Susan, osmosis doesn't work here with injuries. You know that. But, I mean, I guess you could tap in. You never know. Well, honey, Go ahead.
I'm seeing someone tall and thin, around 6 foot kind of thin. Looks like he works out, though. He's cute.
Oh, honey, you've got somebody. Hello?
And I don't mean to say it's going to be at a farmer's market, but it's going to be that type of thing where there's people selling things, and it's kind of like a get-together, like where a community gets together and, you know, that kind of – that's what I'm feeling, you know, like a coffee shop area outside, you know, that kind of thing, so –
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Keep looking.
Do you see anybody on the other side trying to give me a message?
A grandma figure saying not to worry so much.
Were you close to your grandma?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just kind of saying you worry so much. Trust a little bit more that you're being taken care of. You've got like three angels around you now that are helping you, so you're fine.
Okay.
Well, I hope we helped you today, and I think you need to be looking for that guy. He's 6 foot, 6 foot one, and he's built, and he goes to the gym. Honey, you're good today. Have fun. Have a good day. Call us and let us know how everything goes. You know what, Brenda? I am so excited. And Annabelle, guess who your next caller is?
Who's that?
Who's that?
It's my daughter.
Aw.
Lauren! Now, I don't know if you'll hear her because I've got to unmute me. I've got to take this off, but she has a question for you. And don't worry, it isn't about any grades, so hold on.
Thank God.
Annabelle and Miranda, this is Lauren. Hi.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi. Hi, Lauren.
Hi. I just have a question about an apartment that I'm supposed to be getting. I'm moving to New York to start my rotations for medical school, and we found an apartment in a really nice place. It's pretty expensive, though, and they're giving us a really hard time about actually renting it. They're being really mean and just not really letting us go through with the process, and I'm just wondering if you see this being a good place for me to be, or should I keep my...
It's a beautiful place.
I mean, it's a beautiful place. It's got a lot of amenities. It's about 30 minutes away from from the hospital that I'm going to be working in, and I can't live any closer because the hospital that I'm going to be working in is in a bad neighborhood because it's a county hospital. So I had to pick a place that was farther away, and I'm kind of anxious about this place. I don't know if it's exactly the right place for me to be at.
Well, I would just say when things don't go in line, like 1, 2, 3, if doors keep closing, they won't let you see that, you know, they're talking about price that's too high. It looks like maybe it's not the place for you. I just feel like I want to keep looking, or I want to tell these people, you know, I'm really interested in your place, but I want this, this, and this. If you can't do this, I'm going to continue looking. You need to kind of be the boss here, okay? They're going to be taking your money, so you're the boss. So I just want to say, I want this, I want this, and I want this. If you can't supply me with this, then I will go elsewhere. Thank you very much.
Okay, so just...
I keep looking.
Okay, and that place...
What do you say, Brenda?
Well, I have to agree. When things don't fall the way they should, and if they're giving you that much of a hassle, you have to look at the kind of people you're going to be running from, too. And when things just don't fall perfectly into place, you kind of got to look at that and think, maybe I need to back up and look at this more objectively. Is this on a – because I remember when I talked to your mom before, I heard the Upper East Side. Is this on the Upper East Side?
No, this is not on the Upper East Side. This is in – this is in Brooklyn.
It's in Brooklyn, Brenda. All of a sudden, she got a hospital that's a county hospital and probably one of the worst areas there. We were shocked. So this is called Fort Greene. This is in the Fort Greene area. She would have to take no matter where she lives, she's got to take a subway or a bus or something. And it's on the route. And it's a beautiful, brand-new apartment, but they keep giving us they've asked me for every paper, from bank paper to CPA, to where my husband works. And so now they want me to call the VA to get it, and I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. So because I think the same thing you do, but I hate to give it up because it's a studio, and I remember with roommates, I think, Annabelle, you were saying that roommates weren't going to be a good idea for her, but, you know, this would be one that wouldn't have a roommate. Do you see roommates?
Well, and I just think you need to take the control back. Because who's controlling you? You have given all of the information, even more than what they need. And so either they're going to rent it to you or they're not. And I just want to say, you know, I've given you everything now, so I guess I'm just going to look elsewhere. Thank you. When
yeah,
they think they're losing you, they know that they're going to get their money. And it's like, do you really want them as landlords anyhow?
Uh-huh.
You know, I want to look at the whole thing. Because things like Brenda said, you know, if it doesn't fall in place, it's not supposed to be.
Well, like I said, you know, step back and look at the whole big picture because, you know, if they're giving you this much hassle just to get in there, what are they going to be like as to live there and to be, you know, landlords, what are they going to do? You know, I don't know. I would step back, take the control. I would do that, what Mom said. That's a great idea to do that. And if that doesn't work out, then I would, you know, definitely start looking elsewhere.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I'm going to stick my ear pad back in
you
here.
You know what? I do want to say something, and you can tell her this. I don't know what this means, but I feel like a coming together of something, a relationship that needs to be worked on. There's a disc between somebody, and they're coming closer together, but there's things that need to be worked out. Don't know what that means, but
no,
that's what I got
to. No, please don't tell me
that.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
No.
Okay, thanks, Brenda. Wait a minute. They're old boys.
What's that? That was her old boyfriend, so I don't know if he isn't telling her, but she broke up with him. He's too controlling, and then she fell back in love with him because he kept saying he was going to try to win her back, and she did, and then she said, well, now let's try again. I fell back in love with you. We both worked on it, and he told her to go find another boy. So, and then maybe it's him because that's her last boyfriend. And the other one died. So you got one in spirit, one here.
What's the one in spirit?
The one in spirit's name is Justin, and he was in law school. It was her first boyfriend. And so he passed away. So,
he's telling Lauren good riddance.
Oh, you mean with that other guy?
With the other guy.
Yeah, Justin said good riddance. Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what he would say because he loves Lauren. Okay, that. So I don't know what they have to work on, but whatever, you know, they have to work on it.
What I'm thinking it's more that he is going to be coming back into the picture. I don't know that it's something they need to work on, but maybe it's just that he's going to be somewhere in her life again. So
yeah, I think so too. I think they were very good friends. They were very, very good friends. So it's when they crossed the line of whatever, because they were first boyfriend and girlfriend, and then they became friends and they worked out real well together as friends. But he wanted more, so maybe he'll come back as a friend.
I'm just seeing closing the door, even if he does. I'm just seeing him coming back closer to where she is. So I don't know if he's coming back to New York and going to be somewhere in the city.
Yeah.
But if he's coming back closer to where she is, I'm just seeing her behind a door and just slamming the door. It's almost like he's the one that's going to come and say, let's try and work this out, but she's going to just say, forget about it.
Yeah, you just saw her, absolutely. That's what she would do. She had her heart broken, she thinks, and so that's what she's going to do. I thank you for that, guys. That's really sweet, mm-hmm. and I really appreciate you talking to me. Is there anything else, and I'll move to the next one if there is. Is it?
No.
No.
Thank you, because, this apartment thing's, I'm gonna end up in, I told Susan she's going to be visiting me in Bellevue or whatever it is. Yes. Okay, 207, you are on with Brenda and Annabelle. 207, you're on with Brenda and Annabelle. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome. Here is Brenda, and here's Annabelle, now that I'm butting in again. So go, guys.
Okay. I thought I'd ask, there are a couple of guys that have come into my life. One's been around for a little while, not too terribly long, and the other one I just chatted with the other day for the first time. But both of them, well, especially the one that I've known the longest, he's shown a real interest. The other one seemed to, but he didn't come back to chat later as he said he was going to, and I haven't heard from him since, but I know how life goes and life gets busy. I'm wondering what you see about either one of them. Do you need a first name?
What's your first name?
My first name is either Dee or Dorothy. Dee is my nickname.
Okay. And what's the one that you know now? What's his first name?
Well, the one that I know the most, his name is actually John, but he calls himself Sean.
Okay.
And the other one
Sean
is Mark.
John.
Yeah,
that's a clothing designer, and he's very wealthy. If I were you, I would pick the Sean John.
He changed his, I guess he changed his passport to Sean. I'm not sure why, but because it is the Irish form of John, so I can understand that because he is Irish.
And, you know, I almost don't even want the name of the other guy because I don't even think he's going to be around.
Oh, Mark?
That's the one you talked to just one time?
I talked to him. We just talked once the first time. I accepted him. He asked if we could chat on Skype, and so we exchanged details, and finally the day before yesterday we actually talked. And he said that I was a charming and pretty lady, left me a kiss, and said, he said we would talk a little later on, and then I don't know what happened, and who knows.
I just feel like I want to erase him. What do you feel, Brenda?
Yeah, I don't feel anything with that. I don't feel like maybe it's something that you need to pursue. I don't think you need to pursue that.
Mm. Oh, well.
And then with Sean, I like him. I think he's fun. I think he has a kind of a dry sense of humor, and I like to be, I like to be around him. I kind of like him. He's interesting.
He could be. He talked about, when I first met him online, he talked about all the places that he would show me in Ireland, because that's where I planned to move, and it was just and the age difference wasn't a problem for him or for me. He seemed to like somebody that was, because I'm a lot older.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you cougar, you. Go, girl,
well,
go.
I just feel if you really care for somebody, the age doesn't mean anything.
I love that. Because I'm only 15. Oh, did I turn 16? I turned 16. So my husband really robbed the cradle. Do you know what I mean?
And you had Lauren when you were 2.
Yes. How did you know?
Yeah,
I think
I
got
on
spirit.
I asked Bonnie for love advice. I said, you realize you're taking love advice and sexual issue advice from a teenager.
Who better to take it from, Susan, than one that's right in the middle of it? Teenagers, right?
Oh, yeah. What do they know?
Uh-huh. Oh, sorry, guest. Well, here, please go ahead and continue.
Well, I'm feeling comfortable with Sean. You know, I feel more comfortable with him than I feel with Mark, because I feel like it's just like Mark is here and then he's not, and then he's here and then he's not. I just want to erase him.
I'm not looking for something that's gonna waffle all over the place. He's not looking and all that. But Sean is there's something about him. He's very, I like him, but I guess I want to keep my options open. I don't want to just jump into something, but he was really gung-ho and talked about all the places he'd show me and all that. You know, like, it was more than just a sexual connection, which I like.
Uh-huh.
And I don't, you know, it's kind of different because usually somebody, well, he'll be 40 this year. I'm 66.
Uh-huh.
So we've got, you know, there's the age difference, but that isn't a big factor.
Well, then you're like me. I'm 16, but I'm not like that. I mean, I'm 16, so.
You're not available either, Bonnie.
No, I'm not. I'm not. So I've been married for longer in spirit world than I must have been married from spirit world.
You've
and then
been
both
married
came down here.
Almost as old as he is. So let's get perspective.
Hey, you're not supposed to be talking. Thank you. No kidding.
You mute me.
I never mute you, darling. So I hope we have helped you. And, you know, I'm a big one for always keeping your options open. So, you know, whatever you need to do, you need to do.
Well, and when you do get to Ireland, you're going to meet some other people too. So definitely keep open.
I have friends there anyway, in different places, and this guy happens to live in Cork, which is one of those places that's always interested me, except learning from one of their great comedians. The Cork accent is one of those that's really hard to understand. It's like listening to It's like listening to Boomhauer on King of the Hill.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, will you let us know how that goes and then tell us all about the trips? Because I've never been to Ireland, but it's where I would love to go. So where I don't want to meet anybody, I just want to go see the castles and land, see the all the castles that I think I've been in. So you just go ahead and then call us back and let us know which castle was mine.
Well, Bonnie, you need to put a trip together for all of us to go to Ireland.
Could you imagine? We probably, you know what? We would probably raise the roof of those castles, don't you think, Annabelle, with the energy that we have? Oh, my goodness gracious. That or the spirits would come in and we'd be done. So I thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Thanks Bye. For calling.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Can you imagine? That's where I'd like to. Well, if Lauren gets married, she gets married in Ireland, you're all invited. How about that one?
You going to pay for the trip?
Hey, if I can, you know I would. Your family, absolutely. Wait a minute, let me see. I'm going to take one more caller, and then we've got a healer coming on. So 240, you are on with Annabelle and Brenda. Annabelle and Brenda,
Hi.
This is 240. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What can we do to help you?
I'm calling because I had talked to you guys a few months ago, but just curious to see if there's any changes coming for a child custody situation. I've had a lot of anxiety lately, and I think it's sort of related to some changes coming up.
And did you say it was a child custody situation?
Yes, in a different state.
Okay. What are you picking up, Brenda?
Is this your child or
what's that noise?
No, it was a child that we were going to adopt.
Oh, okay.
So not biologically, no.
Could I ask if you have changed attorneys?
We had two different attorneys. We had changed at one point, but we're currently not represented right now by anyone.
Okay. Go ahead, Brenda.
You know what? I'm seeing red tape. I'm seeing, like, red tape and yellow tape. I that's what I'm seeing. It's just like you're just caught between all this stuff that it's like bureaucrats or it's mm-hmm. just stuff that you're caught in the middle of.
Mm-hmm.
I really – so you've been through two attorneys. I'm just – thinking that you need to find another attorney.
Well, I'm agreeing with Brenda. I want an attorney, but I want one away from the town where the child is.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go out of that county or out of that town and get mm-hmm. another attorney, tell this attorney everything that has happened so far. There are some things that I'm feeling that weren't signed legally that need to be signed legally, or you don't stand a chance. Okay, there's something, there's some kind of papers that have to be signed. Okay, but this new attorney will advise you of that. But you have a chance. I don't feel like 3/4 of a chance. I'm feeling around half a chance
mm-hmm.
of getting the child. But it has to be, you have to have another attorney. Those papers have to be signed. And I don't want to go in the town where the child is.
Yeah, our second attorney was not in the town. And
okay.
I think that that created a known, like a different set of problems, because it seemed that there was a good band, what do you call it, a good boys network type of thing. And then we identified that, and then we went and hired somebody not from that town, not from that county, but within the state. And there was a lot of animosity when we were in court. But she's the case is heading for termination of parental rights, and so I'm hoping that. Because financially, we've spent a whole lot of money, and so we right now don't have the money to hire another attorney.
Well, I almost feel like you're going to continue. You're going to continue fighting, and you will have another attorney. So evidently the money's coming from somewhere.
Yeah, perfect. It's a man. I think it's a man, a male attorney. I don't know if you've had female ones in the past, but I think there's a man. And I see you. I see like you pushing against this red tape, like you're just pushing. It's a slow moving push, but you're pushing on, and you're going to continue on.
Do you see a time frame?
Somewhere between 3 and 4 months.
Okay.
Yeah, I was getting 3 to 5, somewhere in there.
Okay. All right. Well, that's better than 4 years.
somebody's going to help financially. Somebody that you know. Because I feel whoever this is that's going to loan you the money or give you the money is somebody that really feels love for you and knows how hard you've tried. And they're going to help you get the child.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that. Well, I love that. There's your answer. I mean, I love that. Because you know what I was thinking? You know, when you were saying, I love your visions, Brenda, because when you said red tape and orange, you know, yellow tape, what I saw as red tape is just really, you know, it's one thing after another. And the yellow tape said caution.
Right.
So it was really cool because when you were talking about the tape, it was coming across to me. So, see, I love that.
There you go.
I know. And I think Annabelle, you gave her the best scenario. I mean, I'm thinking that's what she wanted to hear. And I feel bad for people who have, you know, who have custody issues. It's not easy.
Well, and it's fighting for that long, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, I always say, and I know that that somebody's going to come and help you, but it's not always the best, but you never give up. You know, you just there's legal services. If you don't have the money, there's, you know, all kinds of things, and you've got somebody walking in to give it to you or to lend it to you. But, you know, I can feel the angst, you know, with you. So good luck, and let us know, please.
I'm seeing too. I'll just say this real quick. This whoever there's a guy, young guy. He has a suit on. He has dark hair, and the hair is brushed back. I don't know if that's the attorney that's going to be helping you. When I say young, to me, he's younger, like you know, 30s, late 20s, early 30s, maybe fresh out of college, something like that. But out of law school, I mean. But I think that's the attorney that's going to help you, and I think he's going to find a loophole to get to go farther than anyone has yet.
Well,
ask your
angels to guide you in the most perfect direction for everyone involved in this. If your angels have to talk to their angels, whatever needs to be done to help everybody in this whole situation.
I do.
Okay,
we are
good.
With you.
Good.
Yeah, we are with you.
Thank you, and
please let us know how you do. We don't leave people. We love you to call back, and you know, whenever you have, if you have a fear or you need another question, please, you can always get a hold of Annabelle or Brenda. They gave you the way to do that, and you can always call the show. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Luck. Okay, I just, you know, you feel so bad. I'm going to bring Andrew on. You know what, Brenda, I was thinking this because this is too cool, and I don't know about how Annabelle feels about it, and, you know, I don't know how Susan feels about it. We've got another guest coming on. and he's a healer. So I wonder if he can see what's happened to your head. He's really good.
Oh, want... that would be great.
Okay, I'm going to bring
him in. I'd like to stay on and hear what he has to say.
Oh, I'm going to, absolutely, I'm not leaving you, but this is too cool, and he can hear me. I'm going to introduce everybody to him, so call in if you want to call and talk to Andrew. Every time I have Andrew on, I get a million calls. He's really good. He goes in, and he sees. It's really cool because I'll, you know, I he's only 30, so that's his drawback. Sorry, Andrew, I know you're young. Hey, I'm younger than you. I'm muting him so he can't say anything. I'm going to unmute him. Andrew?
Oh, yeah. You're treating him like a boy toy.
Wait a minute, Andrew. The only thing that I have to say is you've got four women on here who can't wait to talk to you, and we have one that's injured. So the good news is
Cougar Fest.
Yes, I don't think so. Get your tongue back in your mouth. But anyway, The thing about Andrew is he is a healer. He does tarot. He's a very, very powerful guy. And I know, I always thought about this because this was a good combo for you. And I can't believe that you've hurt yourself, Brenda. And Annabelle, Brenda, this is Andrew. Andrew, this is Annabelle and Brenda.
Hi,
Andrew.
Andrew.
How you guys doing?
Doing good. Fine.
Well, not really.
Well, not really, but...
Andrew, can you help Brenda? Brenda, this is Andrew. Andrew, this is Brenda.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit what's going on.
I fell down on Sunday and cracked my head and hit
drunk
my hip
again.
I cracked my head on the wooden door frame. It bounced on the tile floor. And then I cracked my hip as I was falling, so it wasn't a pretty sight, believe me.
And she's a medical intuitive, Andrew.
Well, you can't read yourself, but I'm also going into, I'm a massage therapist, and I also in school for medical assistant.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's going to do a reading for you. Is that cool?
Oh,
I'm just
awesome.
You're just trying to figure out what exactly is wrong with your head, or just, I guess, trying to figure out. It just sounds like you had a pretty nasty fall.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. I did not go to the doctor, which I do not like doctors, so I don't go. But I woke, you know, my head just feels funny, and sometimes I get dizzy. Like this morning I was walking down the steps to let the dog out. I almost fell down the steps because I was so dizzy. I can't seem to get up fast, you know, since I fell. And I know head injuries, you know, not that it's a major injury, but I know it takes a while for that to heal. But just anything that you got for me, I'll take.
What you're dealing with is the way to explain a concussion is basically just blood vessels broken in your head, in your brain. Not saying that your brain is broken, just the blood vessels surrounding your brain have broke, or sometimes it'd be inside your brain material, and it just causes a bruising in your brain. And that's what a concussion really is, just blood. A bruise, like how you see a bruise on your skin, that's what a concussion is, basically. It's the same thing on your brain. It takes a while for it to heal like a normal bruise will. And the problem is, though, when you have that in your brain, you have no neuroreceptors in your brain, meaning there's no pain receptors. You can't feel that discomfort in your brain. So if you ever wondered why people had open brain surgery and they're wide awake, it's because you got no pain receptors in your brain at all. You can't feel if there's something wrong up there. So that's when they get a concussion and they get a CAT scan to see it. That's why you have to get one to get it, because you can't tell if there's pressure in your brain like that, if it's hurting too much. Because you can't sense it like you could have bruised. Kind of get where I'm going?
Right.
You might want to try to go see a doctor just to have it looked at, and don't substitute me for any physician. But other than that, normally you would just keep your head elevated, get rest, drink water, you know, try not to exert yourself too much since you had that little fall.
Okay.
Do you see anything else, Andrew?
Nothing too serious. I mean, if it was serious, you'd been in the hospital right now.
Yeah.
Okay. But she says, which isn't.
You just whacked yourself pretty good upside the head. So.
How about her head?
I'm sorry.
The head?
Yes.
now you're using me. Hold on.
Yes, give it to us, Andrew.
Oh, I've had a weird day at school all day. Hold on a second. Does it hurt when you move your leg up? Like, if you go to bend, like, when you're walking and you pick your knee up, does it hurt that way?
No, not really. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Open your legs far apart. The one hip that hurts you, take that one leg and move it outwards, laterally. I'm trying to figure out a way to explain this to you. Basically, I'm trying to get you to rotate your hip a little bit because I'm trying to see if this is a crack I see or just a restraint.
No, it doesn't hurt to do that.
Okay, then it's just a muscle that's pulled. You just tore something there. It's not a broken bone or anything. Because if it was broken right there, you'd feel a lot of kind of like ripping when you moved your hip out, and you'd feel a lot of searing pain. But you got to be careful with your hip in your pelvic area because you got your main spinal nerves there.
Oh, okay.
So if you're not feeling any too much pain, you just hold some or force, just rest, drink a lot of water, don't exert yourself too much. But I would still go see a doctor. I'm not saying don't go see a doctor. I have to say that. Go see a doctor.
What's that? I'm sorry?
I said I'm not telling you not to go see a physician. Go see a doctor. That's something I have to say.
Oh, I know.
But if you don't, then you don't. That's on you. But I am not a substitute for medical advice.
Right. I understand.
We just wanted to see if you saw anything, you know, if you saw anything or that you could help take some of the pain away.
Well, I could take some of the pain away, but it would be temporary. She has to heal, so it's going to be a healing thing. If I do it, the pain is just going to get a little bit worse first. So it's going to be a, you know, pain now, pain later kind of thing. You're going to have the pain that's part of the healing process. But from what I've seen, it's just going to take time. She's really sore.
Do you see how long it'll take her to heal?
That depends on her. I would drink a lot of vitamins if you can and rest. Don't exert yourself. Don't work in the gardens too much, for you.
Okay.
Brenda, you don't have to do dishes.
Yay.
ask your mother to come down and do the dishes.
That's what I was going to say. Well, Annabelle, you're on. You're going to have to do the dishes.
What
now.
Are you talking about? You got four kids there.
I know. That's what I was just going to say. I need to enlist my kids into doing the dishes.
Well, do you
don't
have that?
Hey,
you
Andrew.
You have to fall down and crack your head in order for them to get them to do the dishes.
Hey, Andrew. This is Annabelle. What do you have to do with New York City?
What do I have to do with New York City?
Right.
Well, I'm from Buffalo, New York, but it's funny you should mention that because I'm moving up north as soon as I'm done with school. I've been planning this.
Oh, okay, because it's just like I feel like I'm grabbing you by the back of the neck. I'm bringing you toward New York City.
Oh, son of a bitch. I just had a dream last night.
Yes, Ann, did you hear that? Boy, Annabelle, you must have hit it right on the nose.
I've been having dreams of up north here for a while. I don't know why I'm in Tennessee, but here for the past 6 months, I've been getting this pull like I need to go back up north for something. It's rather important. I don't know what yet.
Will open up probably in the next couple of weeks. You'll know.
Well, that's scary. I hope so before Lauren gets up there.
You're not being pulled to go up there because of Lauren. You're being pulled for something else.
No, exactly. If I'm being pulled to go somewhere, it's not usually a good thing. And I pray to God it doesn't happen when anyone's there that I know.
Oh, gosh, I'm going. So, gosh, you better hope it isn't me. Hey, Annabelle, while you're on, it isn't me, right?
Let me ask you guys something. Here's a little funny thing. Look, if you got a $20 bill on you, look at it. And if you can fold it into a pyramid pentagon it'll show the Twin Towers burning. Those $20 bills when they first came out was made in the 1990s. Now, if you look at a brand new $100 bill, it has a skyline of Manhattan being flushed over by water. It's kind of scary because it also looks like a nuclear explosion.
Oh,
well,
I don't have a $100
bill.
When you said that you were being pulled to New York, you were thinking more of a global issue than like a personal, like for Lauren and Bonnie, right? You were thinking more of a global issue, like a catastrophe of some sort. Okay.
I've been feeling pulled to New York well before I met Bonnie.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Thank you. I didn't have anything to do with it, see, you know.
Well,
it's not all about me.
I've had the same dream about something happening in New York, Manhattan, or somewhere up north. I need to be there. I've had that dream for a good couple months. Happened last night. Now it's funny you mention it. Anyways.
Well, not by chance. Well, I'm going to hang up so you can get on with your show.
Let me ask you something, since we're exchanging some things. What do you feel
for me? Well, she did tell you. I mean, it's not like she didn't exchange it with you. She just gave you a pretty big piece of information, but she's been more than happy to do that for you, Andrew. Go ahead. Andrew!
I'm here. What?
Go ahead,
Matt. What did you want?
I don't know. Just what can you pick up from me? I don't care. Just something. Just out of whatever you feel.
I feel I want Brenda to do this too, but it's almost like I feel like I'm shaking things of yesterday over. I'm closing doors. I'm going into brand new things. So there's a lot of new stuff you're going to be doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That feels pretty. Yeah.
What are you getting, Brenda?
Well, I don't know what you're going to school for, but I'm seeing like the I mean, maybe you said it, but I didn't catch it. Of the insignia, you know, like the, like you'd see, like, I don't know what it is.
Medical
insignia. Medical something. Yeah, with the red, the cross, the paramedics or something like that. I don't know what you're going to school for, but is it medical?
Yeah, I'm going through school as a medical assistant. I'm already an EMT. I'm already and a massage therapist.
Okay, because that's what I'm seeing more like that kind of thing. Maybe fire department or medical something or other. You know, maybe you're going to do some ambulance
work. There's a lot of feedback.
Yes, it is. We're having problems, Andrew, this whole week with our show. So I'm going to try to get they've dropped me 3 and 4 times. Why I'm thankful that we have this show on. So.
Okay.
Why, thank you. Unless you saw anything else for Andrew. He didn't ask you about his love life, but that's always what he wants to know. And he says, no, he doesn't, but yes, he does, because I can feel it.
Well, one thing I'm feeling is there's going to be a hospital at one point in time that he's going to be doing his healing before the person gets surgery.
Wow.
It's just like I'm feeling like... like if I was going in for surgery and he would do like the massage therapy, Reiki, whatever, and then that is before I go in for the surgery.
That's interesting.
In a completely relaxed state, and the healing is, they will find out, okay, this is not going to be real soon, but they're going to find out that this helps the healing process after the surgery more than anything else. But he'll be doing that. Yeah, you'll be doing that.
Wow, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
And you're gonna have 2 girls in your life.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I've already had that happen to me once. I got away from it. Please, God, no.
Well, sorry. Sorry.
Maybe,
catch him?
Maybe
is anybody going to catch him?
Not yet. He's not quite ready yet.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Maybe you're talking like a wife and a daughter. That'd be awesome. Like, I've always wanted a daughter.
Oh, that's so sweet. He always wanted a daughter.
You will have one. You're going to have a boy first, but you'll have the little girl next.
That is so cool. Well, Andrew, I hope you liked your reading today.
Oh, that works. It's always nice.
Well, I'm going to get off of here. We're in time now. And
thank you, Brenda.
Yeah.
Thank you. Annabelle and Brenda, you rock my house. I love you so much. You are family.
Love
and you,
you
you are just so, I'm just so worried about you, Brenda, but I really believe in Andrew, and if he tells me that he didn't think it's anything more than what it is, concussions aren't nice. They do need to be documented, though. So if you do end up, you know, not getting better because you don't know what you have in there, make sure if you don't feel better in the next, you know, day, not even, because sometimes, I mean, really, Brenda, I used to take people, even if they on the baseball field fell. So, you know, think about it. You might want to go in and just have a CT scan. And if not, we love you, and I will be checking in with you soon.
Okay. Well, don't say if not. You tell her to do it. She won't listen to her mother and father.
Yeah, because I'll tell you why, Brenda, and maybe it's because maybe you know what's going on, and I'm sure Andrew will back me up on this one, that I've been a nurse for I can't tell you how many years in spirit because I'm so young. But anyway, what happens is if you have a blood vessel that breaks and you have a slow bleed, You don't know how long it takes for it to tamponade something off in your brain. And nobody picks it up unless you go in and get a CT scan. So to me, I used to take all the baseball kids, and the mothers would be so mad at me. But, you know, the one kid that needs it, you know, I would rather have 100 go and pay for a CT scan than miss what I know could happen with a slow bleed. And that's, you know, that's my only concern. Again, I'm not a doctor, but I am a nurse, and that would be my advice to you, cousin.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
I hope I hear from you.
That.
Uh-huh. Yes, okay. I'm sure you do. But if you were me and I was you, I'd be getting in the car and going. So I love you, sweetheart.
Love you too. Bye.
Love you all.
Thanks so
love
much.
Love you, Annabelle. Bye.
Bye.
Uh-huh. I love Annabelle and Brenda. They are so fabulous, and I am so glad that they stayed on for you, Andrew, because they rock the house. So, I have your first caller. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. You are on with Andrew.
Hello?
Hi. Is somebody there? It's 111. Is someone there?
Sounds like a Skype caller.
Yeah, you know, I've been having so many issues that people have not been able. They've 240. You're on with Andrew. Hi. Hello. Everybody logged out, which means I think, Andrew, we're having technical difficulties here today. So it's you and me, babe. So tell me, what kind of dream do you have? But everybody's off the board and everybody's gone. So it was all full. So to me, what that means is that...
Hello?
I'm so sorry. Could you just, so I think that there's a problem here, Andrew, so you and I are going to do some talking. So tell me what your dream was about, and that's pretty cool. You're having visions?
I've been having them for a while. I don't really drown on them. I wait until I have the same one like 3 or 4 times, and I just go from there. And here lately, like, for months I've been having dreams of me being going up north somewhere, and I just finally got over it. It's like, sure, I'm going to go up north. I just thought it was something I was being pulled my attention to, because there's a lot of things I can do from here, don't have to go there, but this sounds like something I need to actually have my personal attention up there. I don't know what it is. And then I started talking to you, and then Lauren was talking about having to go to New York. Like, oh, dear God, don't happen then.
Yes, because, you know, I'm a basket case myself going there, only because I told you what's going to go on with that hospital. But I do believe Spirit put her there for a reason, so
I just think something's going to happen again. It's going to just... A lot of spiritual change is going on, a lot of happenings, and I think poor New York City should get the front of it all.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen for another 2 years. I don't think I want it to happen ever, but, you know, hey, you know, just keep good thoughts. I have, well, let's see if 916, let's see if we can get 916 on. 916, you're on with Andrew and Bonnie. Hi. Hello. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi, 916, you are on with Andrew. Andrew, who are we speaking to?
This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. And you get to speak with Andrew today. Andrew does tarot. He does healing. Ask him anything. He is yours. Go, Andrew.
How you doing, Donna?
I'm good. I'm good.
What can I help you with?
The love department.
You know, so funny, all the questions. I got to tell you something, Donna, and this is just between you and me and everyone, but the whole radio show today was about love. You know, sometimes I always say there's patterns and spirits been drawn, like everybody that had a love question must have known, and they called in today. So usually we get, sometimes we'll get all business. Today we've had all love. So it's so cool how all you kindred spirits and spirits with certain issues all come to the show at once. I love that. So, okay, go ahead, Andrew.
You know, something came to me. I'm pretty sure you know the song All You Need Is Love. That just started coming through my head, and I was actually bobbing side to side like I was listening to it. I'm an old soul. Forgive me. I love this song. But I'm seeing the Seven of Wands, which is a battle knife. But this connects with the battle knife and the death card. This doesn't mean you're going to die in a battle.
Oh, God, Donna, because you know what? I hope you call the show back. And I hope you love us, because we would never want to give you that kind of information that you're going to die in a battle. At least, you know, if you're going to die, die graciously, you know, but in a battle, I don't know.
Yes, please,
okay,
please.
This battle that tells me of a masculine energy that you have been giving. You're having to defend yourself a lot against other people. You've come under scrutiny, and you've been focused on that a lot. You're entertaining something to distract you from what you really want, because it's something right then and there. The death card is showing me spiritual change. It's mostly a dance, and it has a calendar to it. So this is giving me a time frame. You're going to see changes come in anywhere from, like, 3 weeks to 3 months. Then you're going to hit 6 months changes. You're going to see a progression.
Uh-huh.
This is what the death card tells me. It's one of the very few cards in my deck that will give me a time frame for anything.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So whatever you have going on as far as personal relationship at work, and you're talking about love. Let me give a little insight to this. Love is a connection. Your work relationships, if you have one with anyone, is a connection. Your friendships with anyone you have is a connection. So love, you're trying to contend all that to finding that deep connection with somebody when you're trying to fix this friendship, when you're trying to fix this work relationship, or you're trying to keep your status quo in your family. That's another connection. You're giving all that energy to all those connections, but you're looking for one other. You don't have time for it right now. That's what you're fighting. You need to let those go. You need to just say, hey, here's what we can do. Let's end it, blah, done, finish it. And then work on you. Work on the inner connection of yourself. That's where the time. That's where the changes you're going to see happening. And the third mission. That's my last.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Yeah, we can't hear you. We're getting bad. I'm hoping we can hold this call. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's me. It's when I do readings, it happens a lot. I got an inverted magician. This has to do with the prairies, a wolf. These are showing me symbols of healing, but this is inverted, meaning that, do you have anyone that's sick in your family? Somebody close? I mean,
not
like,
right at
like,
the moment.
Sick. Like, you're watching over an elderly person or disabled of some sort?
No. Not immediately.
Because this card would tell me to let go of that. That's what this card tells me, to let go of. If it's not, this is a distant card anyway. This is after the 3-6 month period I was telling you about. The magician has to do with a lot with healing, a lot of the times, and it's inverted to me. So this is why I want to ask about this, because it's really confusing to me. Old pains. Old pains.
Yeah.
Those are a block for you.
Those are what?
A block for you, like a double-edged sword.
Yes, yes.
When you deal with someone, it's double-edged sword. You're holding on to them too much, but usually what they all do
imagine you're holding a sword out to someone to stop them from getting to you, but the sword is double-edged. The problem with this one that you have, it's closer to your neck than anyone else's. So even though you're holding on to protect yourself, you're cutting your own neck, basically. So you're going to have to let some of it go and take a chance. The biggest thing about connecting with love, connecting by the heart, is you let somebody in, and that's the most vulnerable thing you can do. But if you don't do that, you'll never know.
This is true. This is true.
I love
that. Whatever old pains you have onto that you're using as a shield, drop them. Let them go. It's going to take a little time. It's not overnight. But that's what I'm seeing in that magician card. It's inverted. Old pains is basically just keeping you from everybody.
I totally get that, yeah.
All right. Anything else I can help you with? Or was that be helpful?
I'm supposed to be doing Reiki. I've been told, quit talking, just do.
Don't think, just do. Sometimes when you think, you mess it up.
I know.
It's like when I do energy healing, I don't think about it. I just will it. I just know it to happen, and it will happen. When I do energy readings on people, I get it. I trust it, and it happens.
Okay. Quit questioning. Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard one.
Oh, no, because I will also tell you in life, and not only physical life, but spiritual life, question everything you once knew. Everything you think is normal, question it, because I'm willing to bet you everything you've been told has been a lie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, interesting. Reiki, you're a healer. That's fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. I love that hands-on, I'm sorry, Andrew, did you say something? Because I can't hear you.
We need more of them, that's for sure.
Oh, goodness. You just heard Annabelle. You know, you just heard Annabelle say that it's going to move into the medical field. And, you know, I see this already in New York, because one of our people who listen to the radio, who I just adore, named Glenn, he does that in nursing homes. And he also includes the residents and doctors, as well as the, patients. And they say that these patients have an easier transition and that they have less accidents and incidences on the floor. So that is so cool because, that's so nice because of, in nursing homes we have all that, incidences and residents falling and nurses and doctors and residents being frustrated and not knowing what to do.
Right.
And actually the Reiki is actually helping. So I think that's so cool. He wrote a book. I'll have to have Glenn. It's about the purpose of being you. I've got to find the book, but it's a really good book, and it tells you what he does, and I think that would be fabulous.
Oh, okay.
If you give me 1 second, I'm going to walk out of the room. Andrew, if you keep talking, and I'm going to go get the book. Hold on.
Purpose of being you. Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we got quiet. Oh, she went to go get a book, didn't she?
Yeah.
Lovely. I hate when I'm left on the spot like this. I have no idea what to say. It's kind of like that's kind of like going to someone's house for dinner as a guest, and the host puts the guest in charge to entertain people. I'm just like, what am I going to do?
Oh, I think you could have entertained. I really do. But here, the book is called The Power to Create You. It's Discover Your Inner Source of Abundance by Glenn E. Cakely, K-A-K-E-L-Y. I don't know why they've told me to get this to you, but maybe you can get a hold of him. He's a great guy, and he's doing great in those kind of healing settings. Maybe this is something you could take a look at, because he's a really cool guy, and he really did create this program to go in and help with Reiki. So, and if you're a healer, we need them.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a fabulous day.
You both, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Cool. I love healers, from nurses, doctors, residents, interns, Reiki masters, everything. I'm going to try 240 again, Andrew. 240,
okay.
You are on with Andrew. Hi.
Hi.
Hello? Okay, I don't have, I'm going to tell you our board is going down. So let's, hello? Andrew?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, I'll tell you what, because we have, our board's gone down, it seems like chat has gone down, and you and I are talking, so I said, while I have you on the phone, hey, how about my birthday reading?
I gave you a reading, right? Tons of them.
You did?
Yes, I always give you readings. I always talk to you all the time.
Okay, well, you know what? Well, can you throw a couple cards out for me?
Yeah, sure. I was actually wanting to mention something.
Yeah.
Over the past week, I actually came into a very delightful spirit, or person anyways. I came across this video from a friend of mine. As a British lady, she's very, very in-depth. She has a bit of an attitude, but because she's very passionate what she talks about.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it all over YouTube, the internet. It's had like 68,000 hits. So, I think they titled it You Are God, and she hits a lot of points on this video. And it's caused a lot of grief for her, but that's because a lot of people are very closed off to the whole spiritual thing. Or 9 times out of 10, the religious mindset people, the ones mm-hmm. that only think that, hey, this is the way because it's written in this book and whatever, and they're conditioned to think something. This is why I go to talking about having faith in yourself. You can't be conditioned in order to have faith in yourself. You have to free your mind, and she hits all these points just perfectly. Maybe at some point in time when get off, I'll send you a link to the videos. Actually,
okay.
Quite astonishing what she puts in there. It's kind of funny at the same time. She schools people on spirituality all while doing her nails.
Oh my goodness.
Class.
Well,
she's
I'm going
to hit all these points and she's just doing her nails. I just find it bloody hilarious.
It is funny. I'm going to pick up and see if I've got another caller here that's come back on the line. So 973, you're on with Andrew. Hi.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
I'm all right.
I called in because I see you guys didn't have anybody on the board. I was just listening.
Sweet. Yeah, you know what? We had a whole lot, and then all of a sudden everybody was, you know, when you see everybody logging out of chat all at the same time, logging in and out, you know that we're having issues with, I don't know if it's energy issues or it's blog talk issues, but thank you for calling in because I'm sure Andrew, instead of reading me, would love to read you.
Right. Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
I don't know whether you should do birthday cards or I'm really concerned about health and family.
Okay, well, we'll see what we get from that. Hold on. I'm not the birthday card whiz. That's Kelly. She does the birthday cards.
Okay.
And she'll be back next week. Poor, you know, this week is so crazy for all of us. The summer schedules are, like, all over the board. And Kelly had a brand-new grandbaby. And she was born on my birthday. So she hasn't been back yet. Yes. So that's why Kelly will be back next week.
No. A Bonnie Jr. No way.
What to say? Yes. Oh, I hope it's like me. It'll be, you know, I hope the world, I mean, not that I'm wonderful because I'm not, but just that I love people and I love what I do and I love spirit. So I hope the baby is the same.
All right.
All right. What's your name again, hon?
Jackie.
All right, Jackie. Let me see what I got going on for you right at this particular moment. Anything I can pull for advice?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Okay. Wow. I don't like getting the same card twice in a row, but, okay. All right, first card. Inverted temperance. This shows a separation. You mentioned family issues. It seems like people of close connection have actually broken ties, have become a feud. I don't want to say it's particularly like a brother-brother. It could be anyone in the family has a tight bond, has broken off because of this issue. It has caused extreme turmoil because the fool follows it, inverted. Actually, this is in between. Someone in
what
the
was
family,
the first card?
The inverted temperance. This usually represents brother making, united by blood. Mm-hmm. And it's purified by water. So it's united strongly, but purified by cleansing water. But this is inverted, meaning that it's split within the blood. So the family feud is going to be blood-related, not marriage.
Right.
The problem with here I see is the fool inverted. It is a divine trickster in a way, and it changes its fur as often as the season changes. So this person that's causing the issue would seem to be on one side at one moment, one side at another, and a completely different direction at another. And they do this very oftenly, but they seem to get away with it, and it's not very visible by other people.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning he's got a sly tongue, he's very quick about this, he or she, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to end in about 3 months. Everything's going to change. I mean, what's going on now is going to change in about 3 months because I got the death card at the very end. It's the third card.
Is the death card?
Now will change.
I love the death card.
Well, the death card isn't a bad thing. It never is anything. Spiritual death doesn't mean the end. It just means a new beginning.
Yes, I love that.
Okay.
I like things to end because then I get new stuff. You know what I mean? If you don't get things to end and you're you know, unless everything's perfect and you're Madonna, which maybe she would like the death card sometime, it actually represents change. And Andrew,
okay.
Can you explain that? Because I think most people don't understand that.
Yeah, death just means one door closing and another door opening. Because when you're doing these divination cards, you're looking on the spiritual end. You're not looking on the physical end. Because on the physical, death is the end of the physical realm.
Mm-hmm.
But when your body dies, your spirit moves on. Death just means one thing ends, something takes over. So this family issue or the separation you got going on, it will end. You'll see a change in 3 months. Or at 3 months, it'll be going in a different direction, either getting better or this perpetrator will be found and that's causing all these issues. He'll be called on, basically. He'll be called on as crap, he or she, whoever it is.
Mm-hmm. That's the inverted fool.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't get, you said the first one was an inverted what? I missed that.
Temperance.
Temperance?
Yeah, spelled T-E-M-P-E-R-A-N-C-E.
P-E-M-P-E-R-A-N-C-E.
Yeah, I just know what the card means in my deck. Now, if you look up different meanings, because you can Google this online, every deck a different meaning to it.
It's a different meaning.
For the reason, in a specific way.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know...
Go ahead.
You know what, Andrew? I got this deck when I was gone up north. I mean, not up north. Up at, you know, when I was... and I was sitting in a coffee shop, and I saw a tarot deck, which is really weird because I've never seen a tarot deck ever in this place. And it was called the Girlfriend's Tarot Deck, and I call everybody Girlfriend. And it's about... What?
That fits you way too much.
I know, but I don't really rock with the pictures, but I bought it anyway because I had to. It was and the woman didn't even think she had one for sale, so she kind of sold it to me, but I don't even think somebody might have left it. When I look at the meanings of this, and that's why I'm saying this and I interrupted you, is the meanings don't always coordinate with my other,
so
you know,
my... So specific to a deck, too.
Yeah. So
now,
what
deck are you using, Andrew?
I'm sorry?
What deck are you using?
It's a Native American tarot deck. It's made by a Frenchman, believe it or not.
Oh, I love that.
Well,
you never know. The French could be Native American. I think there was a French, in fact, there was a French-American war that I think was they were Indians.
There are three different authors to this, but the guy who illustrated it is French. He drew everything out, the pictures and everything. But it's actually listed in 4 languages. There's 4 different languages in here, and one of them's English, so.
Why I ask that? Because your 3 points and the 3 cards, it read correctly. The first one with the inverted temperance, I was kind of like, when you started talking about it, I really didn't digest as much, so I know I have to go back and listen in the archives. Everything that has happened has affected me and my family. Everything. For the last 3 years, so I'm trying to get as much clarity as I possibly can and still remain faithful. I definitely expect that inverted fool to be found out. That will give me so much peace because of all the turmoil that I have experienced and my family have experienced.
Well, here's the other side to this fool card. There's an old saying that goes, if you don't want to lose at the game, don't play it. You can easily fix this for yourself while the is this your like home family, like your house, you, your kids, that's going on?
It's my brothers and sisters since my mom died. But my kids, my whole life has changed because of what I've been going through. It's been turmoil. Whatever I'm dealing with affects my kids.
Pull away from it.
I have. I'm just legally in it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm legally and liably in it. I'm not around them. Actually, I've been cut off from them because I've just been standing in my square.
Well, guess what card I pulled for you from the girlfriend stack? This is interesting. I just pulled one card, Andrew, just one. I'm not trying to impinge on your reading. But, you know, I just said, well, you can actually read this card, but it's the lover's card, which kind of fits in. It says there's two main figures on this card, and choices await you, perhaps emotional love and lust, or between following your mind or your instincts. I don't always love this card because I love the lovers, but it kind of has a funny meaning. It doesn't always mean love and happiness, and that's what I don't understand about the lover's card. It's, you know, it's also indicates an approaching state of peace and happiness. So maybe, like Andrew said, which is really interesting, that it's going to end soon.
I hope so. It's created such a strain. Such a strain and heartache.
Yeah, I just think, you know, what I can't figure out, Andrew, about the lover's card, maybe you can help me, and maybe you can help me, is you would think that the lover's card meant happiness, love, everybody's in love, but it doesn't.
No, not necessarily, especially it depends on the card, the deck you have. Hold on, let me find what the lover's card looks like in my deck. I know I have one. I've seen it a few times. Hold on one second.
The lover's card are a boy and a girl, and they're...
Okay, in here, the lover's card is represented by twins, a person of the same attribute with two sons behind them. That's very important. Here it's to create the earth by moving mud and nourish it with the plant of intuitive. This will represent amaze, the eternity, and change. The sunrise and sunset... I'm sorry?
Nobody was saying anything, Andrew.
The feedback's messing with me. I'm sorry. My lover's card has to do showing with a reflection of within. It doesn't necessarily mean a lover of somebody else. It can mean something within, finding the peace of the sunrise and the sunset within yourself. It doesn't have to be somebody else.
Well,
the
it also means that...
The temperance has to do with somebody else.
Well, I think the lovers also for you has to do with choices coming up and that you're going to have peace. So, I mean, usually all the different decks mean every different thing, and I'm starting to try to rock with this girlfriend deck, but when I got the lovers and I looked at the meaning for this deck because I just got it, I think that's pretty right on the money for you. You've got some peace coming because you're going to have to. And like Andrew said, and you have choices to make, which means that, you know, that's your death card, you know, that the old is going to, you know, that you're going to start fresh anew. So I think that is pretty cool. And I think that was a good reading for you. And I think you ought to write that down and look them up.
Yeah, I am writing it down. I am, because it's been a lot, and I am looking for something new.
You
know, it's affecting my family in more ways than one. My kids.
Well,
you know what? Your kids become defiant when they see that you're by yourself.
Yeah.
You know, fighting a battle. They don't necessarily understand cooperation at this time because they're hurting too.
Yes. And kids, it's always a pull of emotions, especially, you know, when you're talking about kids. And I will tell you that it isn't easy to take your emotions out of dealing with your kids. So it's really interesting. And you've got some crossroads coming up. And I feel like I think you're going to walk away from some things, but I don't believe that it'll all be in vain. So that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
I am hoping that we helped you, and I hope that You have a fabulous day, and please
you
call
too.
Us and let us know how it works out for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Andrew.
You too, hon.
Bye. I have 661, Andrew, and this will be our this is call is 661. 661, you're on with Andrew. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. Who are we speaking with?
Evelyn.
Evelyn, you've got Andrew. Andrew, this is Evelyn. Evelyn, this is Andrew.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello. Good. Kind of a bit nervous.
Well, don't you? You know what? Well, you don't have to be nervous because we're really gentle here. I promise you, if he smacks you, hits you, or says anything nasty, I'm on the other end. No, I'm kidding.
It's okay. I don't bite hard. I don't bite that hard, so you'll be all right.
Just pat him on the head. He'll be fine.
Yeah. How can I help you?
Just want to know if you could do like an whatever you're able to pick up in terms of my life or any messages that perhaps are important that I need to know about.
Okay, can I ask you something? Do you spend a lot of time looking behind your shoulders when you're in town, when you're walking? It seems like you keep looking over your shoulders at something or expecting something or someone to be there, like you're waiting.
When I was on vacation, I did. I kept on turning back just to make sure that, you know, some creeper wasn't behind me. But you're in my hometown now.
Hold on, back on speaker contact. All right. You there?
We're here,
yes,
Andrew.
Okay. I was just, when you first started talking, I got the impression or, like, I saw you looking behind your shoulder, and it's like you weren't exactly scared, but you were waiting for something, like, antagonizing, or you're just waiting for someone to come up behind you. You weren't scared, though. It didn't seem like you were. That's what I was wondering.
I wonder what that could mean.
Hold on a second.
That's something I have to think about. What possible meaning of that?
Nothing. It was the impression I got from you when you first started talking. Because I wanted to tell you, it's
okay.
I'm not sitting behind you. That's what I wanted to say at first.
Okay.
I brought that back. Hold on a second.
That's fine. Can you hear me real good on your end? Because at first I think I was able to hear my echo.
I'm sorry?
Are you able to hear me on your end? Because initially I was able to hear my voice.
I don't hear your voice, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, fabulous.
Okay.
Queen of Pentacles. Okay. There's going to be this is going to be very simple. I guess say that it's, for me, it's very cut and dry here. What I'm seeing the first one, I'm seeing sunflowers. Sunflower is a solar symbol of honesty and truth, basically. You're a person that can only deal with honesty and truth. If you sense any kind of ill will towards you, you just kind of like bait away from the person. You don't like that from people. And the thing is, you know when they're lying to you. You just have this gut feeling. And you don't care what they say. If you feel they're lying to you, you're being dishonest, you just walk away from them or cut them off. You just don't deal with it.
That's true.
That's a very good quality. Here, I'm also getting the inverted Five of Wands. This is an inverted medicine bag. You finally just started letting stuff out of the bag emotionally, yourself. You're searching a lot. You've actually gone through this kind of personal healing stage to where you started figuring things out that you've been doing hasn't been healthy for you, and you're kind of making changes. And those changes are going to result in losses. The third card that came up, this represents the Buffalo Goddess. It's a clinical renewal through loss and pain. A lot of these things that are getting out of you emotionally are going to be painful. A lot of things you're going to be reliving emotionally, but you need to do that in order to grow, to become something that you meant to be all along. Whether you're looking for a connection in somebody, whether you're looking for personal growth, professional growth, it all ties down to who you are. And here I see you just started down that path of self-healing, basically, letting go of old pains, finally getting your head out of the woods, so to speak, just coming out into the light.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Does that help shed some light on some things, give you a little hope?
Yes, it does. It makes sense. I'm trying to change my health in terms of, you know, eating healthier and making some changes that way. So it makes sense. And emotionally, yes, I'm trying. I lost a person I loved very much, and I'm dealing with grief, but I'm getting stronger every day, and I know if I want to eventually get married and have children, I need to learn how to, you know, how to move on. And I'm learning. I'm learning.
That's why you kept looking behind you, is because you're holding on to that person.
Yeah.
Do you think this person that you lost is still around you?
I feel like he's giving me signs, but I don't know if it's in my head. But there's
things
he's giving me signs then.
What I'm saying is that person that you're dealing with grief with, they're not really gone. They're always with us, and that's what you're feeling. That's why when I said it looked like you were looking behind your shoulder, but you weren't afraid. It's like you're waiting for someone, but you weren't afraid. That's the image I saw. And if you're dealing with grief, that's 9 times out of 10 some way you'll feel. Like, you're still feeling like, okay, they're going to come back. They're just gone for a while. It's part of the stages of grief or loss. Bonnie can actually go through it a lot, but and help explain what I'm trying to coordinate here. You're still at the stage to where you expect a person to come up to you at any point in time. It's how you deal with it. And then you just rationalize, okay, well, they're busy. You just put it back to your mind. It's one of the stages of grief. It's just how you transition into another one.
Yeah, get the book Kubler-Ross, The 12 Stages of Grief, because it'll show you where you are in the grief process. There's anger. When you go through it, how long ago was this? I feel like it wasn't that long ago, but when I mean that long ago.
Like a year and 2 months ago.
Yeah. That's why I was going to say 8 months to a year. So you really, I had to go through a part of grief for my dad. It took 6 years, so I just wasn't facing it. But if you really understand the movement of grief, it helps you better. I think you're really through. I don't think you've gotten into the anger stage yet. So that's why I think maybe you're on the third, and I'd have to pull up my book to tell you where you are in that. But I'm keep rubbing my hands, and I don't know why. I just keep rubbing my hands, and that's just not me. So I don't know if you do that.
Denial.
Or he did it.
I don't think she's got to acceptance yet.
Yeah,
she hasn't.
Like she's never got. Yeah. She's not at even near acceptance. But what I do think is that what he's saying to me is that he's there. He wants you to recognize him and not use him that you can't move on, but use him to know that he will help you move on, meaning that he will help you find someone else. I feel like I know that you sound young, so when I say I feel like he passed away way too early, I don't think you were prepared for it. And that's what he's showing.
Well, I'm 31 and he was 30 when he passed away.
Yeah, he said that you weren't prepared for it, and that which we are, we're not. But you know, he had several. You know, we all have several outs in this life where we just say to our soul, "I just don't want to do it. It's not the right environment." And I feel like this was his second out, meaning that he had one before this he could have taken. I don't know if he, you know, was sick, or he was in an accident, or he could have been in a near miss accident. Because I feel like this is his second out, and he took it. He wants you to know that he can do better for you. This is what he's saying to me. He can actually help you better on the other side than he could have helped you here. Now, he's not showing me the reason, but it'll come clear to you in your life. And there is somebody else for you. Oh, my goodness. There is somebody else for you. He's handing me a big white flower, and I don't know why. It kind of looks like, I'm going to say a gardenia, but I don't know if it is a gardenia, but he's handing me this big flower with all these petals, and it's not a rose.
That's what a sunflower looks like to me.
Yeah, well, it's not a sunflower because it's white, but it, but yeah.
Well, no, no, no. A sunflower in the spiritual realm is a solar symbol, so you're going to have a very bright white light in front, in the middle. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
That's how I recognize it.
Yeah, he, you know, and what he's saying is that you have a brighter future, believe it or not, coming up for you than if he would have stayed. So he wants you to know that he is with you. He will always, oh my goodness, he will always be with you. He wants you to know that he cherished the time that he was here with you. I feel like you were really good friends. Were you really good friends?
We were really good friends, and he was my first love. We were back and forth with the relationship, but I think it was, we were really good friends. We were, like, very honest with each other.
Yeah, and that's what you say.
I never lied to him, or he never lied to me. We were,
yes, I feel like the friends is really where he fell. Even though you tried, he tried, they tried, we always tried, this tried. That's what he's showing me, that the friendship that he felt with you, he did not feel with anybody else. So he wants you to know that. And he is guiding you and guiding somebody to you that will be better for you. And he said, don't forget what you want in a relationship, that the friend part's really important to you because you like to talk things out and you like to have answers. So don't look for somebody that doesn't talk or that doesn't banter back and forth with you about life. I hope this is making sense to you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so he wants, and he, oh, he was a good-looking boy. I mean, he's a good-looking man.
Yes, very handsome man.
Yeah, oh, he's showing me, and he's saying, yes, he was. So he does want you to know that the feelings that you had that you liked about him, that you actually really, really, truly felt connected to him, he, that's coming for you, but there's another component coming for you, too. So just look for it. And you know what? I know one day you're going to call me up and say, hey, Bonnie, I just found this guy. And you know what? He's just like the other one in some ways, but he's perfect in the other way. And that's what he's showing me. So he wants you to know you can have it all.
Bonnie, one of the things I'm wondering is, I feel like he's visiting me, but I don't know if I'm making that up in my mind.
Oh, no, so he's visiting.
Is that possible?
Oh, yes, he's visiting you. In fact, he's showing me, did he move something or did you find something moved?
The other day, something actually fell. It was at 2 in the morning in the kitchen. The light fixture has a screen, and it fell. And I was like, there's no logical explanation for this. And I thought, was it him trying to get my attention? And I just disregarded it. I was like, no.
Yeah, but they don't try to get your attention to just say, hey, hi, I'm here, because it's really about you. So he wants you to know, because you might have been feeling, he's showing me that when you're upset or sad or you go into that melancholy, he's saying, of, you know, what's going on in your life or what isn't going on in your life, he wants you to know he's got your back.
Okay.
Okay, and yes, he is with you. He is with you, and you need to talk to him. Go ahead. Go ahead, Andrew, because we only have a few minutes.
Yeah, there's something I do want to add. I'm getting pulled to say this. When you talk with someone, there's a lot of guys that'll talk, but there is a limit. There is a boundary of talking. For instance, like in the bedroom, there's only two things you should do in the bedroom, and they both begin with S. Talking should never happen. On the pillow side talk, don't do it. It's because it's not true. It's not deep. Most people will talk to talk for whatever reason when they're in that position. Keep talking outside of the bedroom. Because there's only two things that should happen in the bedroom. It's, then they both begin with S, and I think we both know what we're talking about. But
yes.
In your past, keep that in mind, that if someone wants to talk to you, make sure it happens outside the bedroom. Make sure it happens, like, living room, kitchen, you know, public setting somewhere. That's where true talking will commence. That's the best talk you can have with anyone else.
Well, I gotta tell you, Andrew, we have 60 seconds, and we just want to tell you that we hope that we helped you, and know that spirits around you, they help you, they're there for you, they're not there for themselves, so use them that way. They see your whole life, your whole existence, they see what's coming, what's going, what's to you, and they see your heart. So just, you know, when you get lonely, say hello. He's there, and he will guide you and help you. There's other people there for you, too. But just to let you know, you have not, in vain, you haven't just, it's not in your head. He did move something, and, you know, and he's laughing. Kind of laugh and put his hand over his mouth. Okay, well, listen, have a great day, and I hope everybody
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope everybody's happy today, and we had a great show. We had a lot of technical issues. We have canceled tomorrow's show in the evening because of those technical issues, so we will see you back on Monday. Monday, we have a great guest at 2 o'clock. We have the heavy metal medium, and she is going to do a heck of a reading for people who are still on. Susan and I will rock 1 to 2, and then you'll meet the heavy metal medium. And Andrew, call her. Great day. Have a great weekend, and I love you. Bye, Andrew. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.